called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them, although the doors were shut. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Morning. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The first thing I want you to know is that you are doing a great job. Each and every one of you. When I talk to you and I hear about what you're going through, I really am proud, so keep it up. You actually remind me of Peter. Did you know that Peter was very courageous, like you? Once he was called in by the leadership of Jerusalem and questioned for having been teaching in the name of Jesus. Rather than apologizing, Peter affirms his faith in Jesus and invites the leaders who are questioning him to have faith as well. I see many of you with faith teaching others to have faith too, witnessing to your friends and family. Keep it up. Thank you. It's hard. It's hard to try to share the faith, to teach and invite. People don't always believe us. Take Thomas, for example. Thomas was one of Jesus' close friends, a confidant, a disciple. And Thomas didn't believe. He was told by the women that Jesus resurrected. He was told by the men that Jesus resurrected. And he said, "I don't believe." And, you know, presumably he even saw Jesus right there in front of him, and he still didn't believe. I was talking to a pastor friend of mine, Pastor Ted, who pastors a Baptist church in Ontario, and he said it reminds me of Star Wars. And I always like a good Star Wars analogy. And he said it's when they're in the Dagobah swamp, and Yoda is trying to teach Luke the ways of the Force. And Luke is supposed to lift his X-Wing fighter, or whatever it is, out of the swamp and put it on a dry land. And it gets up and it falls down, it gets up and it falls down. And then Yoda does it, little tiny Yoda. He lifts the spaceship up, moves it, and sets it on ground. And Luke doesn't believe. He sees the whole thing and he says, "I don't believe it." Until he walks over and he has to touch his own ship until finally he sees and he believes what Yoda had done. And we experience that when we try to tell somebody something and they don't believe us. And we might even find it in a book and show them, and they don't believe us. We have to be patient. We have to be patient like Jesus. Sometimes it takes a long time to come to faith and to believe the truth. And Thomas literally had to touch Jesus. And there's a lot of Thomases out there. That doesn't make anybody bad or slow. It just means each one of us takes different things until we're convinced. And so faith that we have to have is patience. We have to maintain our faithfulness, our love, and our commitment to our friends and family, and trust that in God's time they will believe. They will see the truth. The best news of all is that we don't have any enemies. Even people who might disagree with us are not our enemies. And we know this because of our second reading from Revelation. Revelation, John says, he writes his letter to the seven churches that are in Asia. And isn't that something that our church, the Christian church, started in Asia? We are an Eastern religion. When John had this revelation, those were the churches he needed to tell about. And we see this even in the passing of the dear Pope Francis. We are a global church. We are God's people all over the world. We have no enemies. We only have brothers and sisters with the same Father, Abba, God who loves us. And when God is ready, in God's time, each one of us will share our understanding of the truth and have faith. With time, everyone will see that we have hearts that are made of gold, and that the cells of our body shine with light. Each and every one of you is a shining star and a beautiful lily. Amen. Please stand as you're able for the hymn of the day.
We walk by faith.